Hello.
Hi, Kevin. How are you?
I'm good. How's it going?
Good. This is Vinny and Nikki and Sam. We're calling you from Montreal today.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Have you ever heard of Montreal?
Absolutely. I love Montreal.
There you go.
Oh, my God. They love you so much here. I've lived in, like, a lot of different Canadian cities, and Montrealers are just so obsessed with the Backstreet Boys. Like, have you been able to feel that visiting over the years?
Absolutely. Montreal was the first place in Northern America to accept our music and embrace the Backstreet Boys. And we haven't forgotten that.
Oh, they're going to be so excited to hear that.
Our fans like to take credit for putting you on the map, and they remind us every chance that they get.
We did. They did.
They absolutely did.
I had a quick question. I know you guys are working on some new music. Cannot wait to chat about that. But as we're talking about how things have changed over the years, I'm curious to know, we've sort of like been taking guesses amongst ourselves, in the group, which of you guys have changed the most from the beginning?
That would probably be Nick.
He
was the baby. He was the youngest, and obviously he had the most growth ahead of him. So I was the old man when we started out. I would say Nick. You know, he's gone through a lot of personal growth, a lot of challenges in his life, and proud of him.
We're proud of him too. Is AJ a close second?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say so. AJ's had a lot. You know, AJ obviously was just right above him in age, and so, you know, they were the young ones. Once things took off, they, you know, we had to have teachers out on the road with us. They were schooled on the bus, in hotels. They, you know, finished their education on the road. But they got a great education on the road, traveling the world. And, yeah.
What about how your fans have changed? Because I see you guys are on cruises and tours now with your fans. And I'm thinking, like, back in the day, that might have been a really difficult thing to do.
Oh, yeah. I mean, back in the day, you know, here I am in my mid-20s. And you've got little teenage girls screaming at you. It felt a little awkward for me at times.
I can imagine.
And even more awkward now.
Now the five of us have families, wives and families and children, and so do our fans. You know, we're an escape for them now more than we ever were, I think, because, you know, mommies need breaks too, daddies need breaks too. Mm-hmm. We all need to go on vacation, and that's what we are. Our music has been an escape and a distraction and entertainment for them. That's what we do.
Do you appreciate it all more now with age?
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
I think that's just what we all do. We take things for granted when we're younger, and when we get older, we appreciate things, you know? That's what they say. When you get older, you get a little wisdom, I think. Yeah, we all do.
It speaks volume to your talent, all of you guys separately and together. How cool is it that you have the opportunity to do it now, too, and that you're not sitting at home being like, oh, remember back in the day when we were the Backstreet Boys?
Yeah, I mean, it's keeping us young. The fact that we've kept creating, we've kept touring, we've kept moving, I think has only benefited us and physically, emotionally, mentally. They say a body in motion stays in motion.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so we're trying to just stay in motion and enjoy life, and we're blessed. We're blessed that we've been able to do this for so long. Right now we're really excited about the new music coming out, and we've had a lot of fun in Las Vegas with our residency.
Yeah.
And we're working on this new record. We got the single dropping on May 17th, and then we're going on our 25th anniversary world tour all over the world next year, and we're really excited about that.
We are so excited. I just have to say really quickly, because I want to know more about the music you're making, but was chatting with an artist who you know by the name of Max, and we were talking about your moves in particular. You said body in motion stays in motion, and we were just talking about like how your moves have not gone backwards at all. It's unbelievable what you can still do on the stage.
Oh yeah, we met Max out on the road during. He's got a great voice, by the way. That dude can flat out sing. But yeah, we met him out on the road holiday shows this past year, and you know, we We still got it.
You still got it. Absolutely, you do. And we heard your song, Don't Go Breaking My Heart, and there might have been like a few tears in the room at the time, I've got to say. What has that process been like, everybody being back in the studio together? And your sound is still, it's still you guys. It's still the Backstreet Boys that we know and love. But at the same time, it's so modern and you've grown so much.
We just have to pop a lot of ibuprofen.
Okay.
we all have our crutches.
Were you saying that you heard the
We heard the single,
heard the
Don't Go Breaking My Heart. Yeah, we heard the single. There were a few tears in the room while we were listening to it.
Good. So much excitement.
And I was just...
Yeah, you know, we're excited about that song because it's the Backstreet Boys. You know, we're not trying to be something that we're not. But at the same time, it is fresh and new and modern. And Stuart Crichton, man, he's a producer from Scotland. One of his proteges and writing partners submitted a song to our management, and we liked it, and we demoed it, and then Stuart couldn't work with us because he was out of the country working on another project. But as soon as he came back, he came to our Las Vegas residency, and we talked to him afterwards. He's like, okay, I'm so inspired right now. And so he went back into the lab and came back to us with this song. This is one of the songs that he came, and we recorded three with him. So, you know, he wrote and produced some stuff on Kesha's last album. So we're excited that we've discovered and created this relationship with Stuart, and we think we're gonna have some nice things come out of that. But yeah, we're excited about this single. The video is a lot of fun too. It's kind of a throwback, but not. I'll just leave it at that.
Oh, tell us more. yeah, I think with the song that we've heard,
I'll just say this: body in motion stays in motion. So
body in motion.
The video is going to be in motion.
That's like your new slogan. Every time I see you, that's what I'm going to think of now. Your body in motion.
Lots of ibuprofen.
That's what I keep telling myself. Body in motion stays.
Were you nervous at all coming back, you know, knowing that people have such high expectations for you guys, which I think with this song you absolutely have met and exceeded. But were there some nerves there knowing that going into it?
I mean, again, we've been creating. We've kept creating. We've kept putting out albums. You know, I think the energy or the ethos or whatever you want to call it, the vibes out there right now, there's a lot of love coming our way.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why that is. I don't know if it's
awesome.
But right now, you know, sometimes when you're doing projects, when you're working on something, whatever it is, you feel like you're swimming upstream. You feel like, you know, you're really having to work hard to gain ground. And then all of a sudden the tide switches and you're swimming with the current. And right now it feels like we're swimming with the current. Do you understand what I'm saying there?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It feels
so,
right.
Yeah, everything's feeling right now. And it's just, as far as like pressure, we always try to, number one, create something in the studio that we love and that gets us excited. Creating in the studio has always been one of my favorite elements of what we do. It's fun to take it out and do it live, but creating in the studio, it's like anything is possible. It's just like time passes so quickly in the studio. You know, it's one of those things where you're like being in the studio is like my bliss. I don't look at the clock every 5 minutes and be like, man, when we're going to be done with this. It's like, I just love creating. So being in the studio is the same with all five of us. We love creating. We love being in the studio, especially when you're working with somebody that it's just right. Now, there are times when you're in the studio and you're like, you know what? This isn't sounding right.
Right.
But even a bad day in the studio is a great day in the studio.
Absolutely. I have one more question, and you may have just answered it, but I'm curious, when you're working with a group of people like that, who, and I know all artists are, so I'm sure all of you are, but who is the biggest perfectionist? Like, who's the one who, when you're doing these things, everybody else sort of has to convince him at one point, it's time to let it go, it's time to do this. Is there one person that stands out?
Yeah, it'd probably be me.
That would be you. I thought so. I felt like you were answering that with your with your previous answer. I feel you.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, thank you so much. We're so excited.
There's got to be one of those in every organization, right?
I'm glad you just said that to my coworkers. Thank you.
you got to have one of those, you know, worst case scenario type people.
Absolutely. Okay, so one more time, this new album we're going to be able to hear on...
May 17th.
And what about the whole album? Are you still working on a date for that?
We're still working on a date for that. I'd say we're 3/4 of the way done with the album.
Okay.
We got lots of different sounds on there. You know, we were inspired by our collaboration with Florida Georgia Line last year.
Yes, loved that.
We went to Nashville and did some things as well. And then we've also got some stuff that... is right down the middle of the road pop. We've been hanging out with Steve Aoki a little bit. We're going to do some things with Mr. Max Martin as well. So, yeah.
Can you promise us at least one Montreal date on your world tour? I mean.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, maybe a few.
At least one.
You could sell out the Bell Center 5 nights
one,
in a row.
Hopefully more.
Yes, we hope so.
You could practically do a residency here if you wanted to, let's be honest.
Hey, that would be fine with me.
Kevin, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us. We are so excited to hear your new music. We're so excited to have you back in Montreal here eventually as well. And we like it when you're on the ground here. As soon as you touch down in this city, there's a different vibe happening in the city. So we're really looking forward to it.
Well, thank you guys so much. We're looking forward to coming back. And thanks for, all the support and the love throughout the years. Hi, this is Kevin from the Backstreet Boys, and you're listening to Vinny and Nikki in the Morning.